Books on Tape presents Family Tree by Barbara Dilinsky, read by Karen White. Chapter 1. Something woke her mid-dream. She didn't know whether it was the baby kicking, a gust of sea air tumbling in over the sill, surf breaking on the rocks, or even her mother's voice, liquid in the waves. But as she lay there, open-eyed in bed in the dark, the dream remained vivid. It was an old dream, and no less embarrassing to her for knowing the script. She was out in public, for all the world to see, lacking a vital piece of clothing. In this instance, it was her blouse. She had left home without it, and now stood on the steps of her high school, wearing only a bra, and an old one at that. It didn't matter that she was 16 years past graduation and knew none of the people on the steps. She was exposed and thoroughly mortified. And then, this was a first, there was her mother-in-law standing off to the side, wearing a look of dismay and carrying, bizarre, the blouse. Dana might have laughed at the absurdity of it if, at that very moment, something else hadn't diverted her thoughts. It was the sudden rush of fluid between her legs, like nothing she had ever felt before. Afraid to move, she whispered her husband's name. When he didn't reply, she reached out, shook his arm, and said in full voice, "Hugh?" He managed a gut-low, "Mm?" "We have to get up." She felt him turn and stretch. "My water just broke." He sat up with a start, leaning.